One of the topics we're going to discuss in the upcoming Dralla Mountain Center program on the Luminous Bardo Dharmata is how it is that we suffer when we think we are the person that's going through this transition. Well, as we'll see, in conjunction with some nocturnal meditations associated with liminal dreaming and lucid dreaming, death is actually not a state that you or any person enters. It's fundamentally just awareness itself, relieved of the activity, the movement, the contractions of the mind. On one level, death is one big hard stop, double entendre intended. It's hard to stop to that extent, and it's definitely a dead end. So in a certain real way, it's the ultimate forced shamatha, which slows down and stops the mind so that you can see the insight practice of Vipassana. And what this clear seeing does is reveal to us that you, or anybody, never actually enters or passes through any pre-existing bardo. There is no bardo waiting for you to enter. Or the same process which occurs every night in the daily life. When we fall asleep or we wake up and enter the states of waking, dreaming, or deep dreamless sleep. In other words, there is no such person, no reified self, to pass through any state. Every single state of mind is either a contraction or opening of awareness itself. At no point does anything other than awareness itself ever come into existence. We can see this when the grip is partially released at night. We experience this as the state of dreaming. When that grip is fully released, we experience that in deep dreamless sleep. These are also states we can experience in meditation during the day. But the point is really this: there is only the stream, the unbroken continuity of formless awareness. What creates the illusion of an I experiencing these states is a lightning-fast referencing or contraction that generates the very sense of an I or a self. You don't fall asleep or die. You do not wake up or are reborn. One way to look at this is it's like a whirlpool dissolving. Imagine yourself as a whirlpool in a big stream. As we age, the whirlpool slowly starts to come apart, slows down, fundamentally dissolves, and returns into the stream of which it is a part. The stream never ends. The whirlpool may dissolve, but the stream of mind, heart, mind, spirit, consciousness, awareness, whatever term you want to append to the ineffable, that stream never ends. And so if we can make the transition of our identity from the whirlpool back to the stream, precisely what we explore in this Luminous Bardo Dharmata program, then death no longer has any meaning. It really is the death of death. So in terms of what I call the combustion cycle of the path, the opening and contraction, falling asleep and dying are nothing more than successive openings, resulting in the grand opening that is death, or microcosmically every night, deep dreamless sleep. And waking up and rebirth are nothing more than successive contractions, resulting in the grand contraction that is birth itself, delivered by the very physical contractions of our mother as she delivers us into this world, or again, microcosmically, waking up in the morning as we squeeze, pinch, contract ourselves into the so-called waking state. And to make it even more immediate and applicable, this contraction is reiterated every single time we grasp or distract. To distract is to contract. And so this is a way we can work with these bardo principles every night when we sleep and dream, with the arising, abiding, and cessation of every single thought. This is precisely the kind of content we're going to explore in our upcoming time at Dralla Mountain Center, and we sure hope to see you there with us.